In the 2014 offensive, Israel targeted Gaza from the land, sea, and air over the course of 51 days, destroying or severely damaging over 18,000 homes and vital infrastructure, including 148 schools and 11 higher education facilities of 3 universities. Israeli missiles struck the campus of Al-Quds University in the Gaza Strip, killing 22 Palestinian students. A missile fired at the campus of the Islamic University in Gaza left its facilities in ruins. The University College of Applied Sciences was also targeted by missiles, destroying its administration building, conference hall, computer laboratories, and many classrooms. These aerial strikes inflicted millions of dollars of damage on these universities, plunging them into an even deeper financial crisis generated by the Israeli siege. On May 11, 2021, with the start of the Unity Intifada, Israel launched an 11-day aerial offensive on the Gaza Strip. The bombardment killed 252 Palestinians, including 66 children and 5 university students. Israeli fire wounded over 1,948 Palestinians and internally displaced over 107,000 during that campaign alone. Aerial strikes made over 2,400 homes uninhabitable and damaged over 50,000 units, including the headquarters of major Palestinian Arab and international media outlets. Among the damaged buildings were also 58 educational facilities, including those of Al-Aqsa University and the Islamic University in Gaza. Samir Mansour watched his printing house and bookshop reduced to rubble as the Israeli military destroyed the Kahil building adjacent to the Islamic University, which also housed several major cultural and educational centers and labs with expensive equipment. The bookshop was beloved by the university community and frequented by its students. It housed diverse collections of academic and literary texts, some of which were originally translated by the bookshop. Mansour had carefully collected and printed over 100,000 books across genres, proudly serving his community for decades. He described arriving at his bookshop after the bombing, quote, "The scene was frightening, as the building had come to ruins with only a few books covered by thick dust spared from the destruction. Some books could be seen to be strewn across the floor at great distances from the place, as they washed away 40 years' worth of memories since the founding of a library that served as a beacon and outlet for academics, intellectuals, and science students in Gaza." Unquote. During the 11-day offensive, all 7 universities in the Gaza Strip were forced shut. In the wake of the campaign, they faced a long struggle to fully reopen. Israeli forces had bombed the Gaza Strip data center and communications network, disrupting internet service and forcing universities to suspend all online educational activity, which was essential throughout the pandemic. The Palestinian Minister of Communication reported that bringing in the necessary equipment to restore internet service in the Gaza Strip was impeded by Israeli restrictions, which he called quote-unquote inhumane. University students in the Gaza Strip decried the devastating effects of Israeli strikes. Iman Safi, a student at Al-Aqsa University, described the bombings as, quote, "causing a complete paralysis of life," unquote, immediately derailing the academic trajectories of the hundreds of students who were maimed, whose homes were destroyed, and who lost family members in the aerial strikes. These students, Safi reported, were, quote, "in a state of dispersion, instability, and homelessness," unquote. Palestinian faculty and students know that the repeated aerial strikes on their universities are not coincidental. As Adnan Abu Amer, a professor at Amma Open University, explained, quote, "educational buildings have always been primary targets for the Israeli forces in any attack on the Gaza Strip," unquote. With Palestinian education regarded as a threat to Israeli rule, Palestinian universities are defined as military targets.